Rosie on the House Show with Rosie Certified Experts TWD Design, Build, and Remodel. Call with your remodeling questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Oh, that little music sounds good. A little Dixieland jazz. Get her going here. Get me in the mood to drive up to Bison Ranch and Overgard and dive my face into a butt. Romy says he's limiting us to 3 pounds per person. Is that right?
If you have a prepaid ticket.
If I have a prepaid, well, I don't have a prepaid ticket.
No, I think he has one for you and me, and we'll call.
Oh, all right. Up at the Arizona Crawfish Festival at Bison Ranch being held today. Sounds like there's going to be quite a turnout there. 1,900 pounds of crawfish, so woo, I'm hungry already. Here in studio with me, TWD Design Build Remodeling, Todd Whitaker, Tom Malafa, and Ron LaBrie, the whole team there from TWD. Appreciate it. Listen, let's talk a little bit, and we've got a great call with a great, it's Brian with a great question, but before we go to Brian, let's talk about that first meeting. What would be, in your formula for success in a remodeling project, what would be the right outcome, the most desired outcome of that first meeting with the prospective client?
The outcome for that first meeting is to agree with the homeowner and with the contractor, first of all, what the scope of work is going to be. If it's going to be a kitchen, we need to know exactly, are we just removing and replacing because we have tile throughout the entire house that we don't want to redo? So that right there is a very key element on that is, are we dealing with the existing space and the existing footprint? What exactly are we wanting to accomplish? Are we wanting what design feel? What are we looking at in terms of an investment? Are we wanting all new cabinets? Are we just wanting a partial remodel? Having all of that, then the customer's on the same page as we are, so that then when we meet the next time, we can have a concrete idea, hopefully have some concept plans for them, as well as some products and finishes that we can recommend. It's great if the customer has pictures or whatever of the finishes and the types of product that they're wanting, because that means they've already done their research and they have a better feel for what they're wanting. If not, that is part of my question, is to ask, what are we wanting to do? Have you looked at these finishes? And if not, maybe we ought to go shopping online or at a showroom.
And a lot of times we've got to take the homeowner through the actual budget decision-making process where they don't know if they want to do a blowout or just a reface because they don't know the numbers applicable.
Absolutely.
I hope it doesn't sound callous, but I'll tell you what I do is many times when I finish talking people through that first meeting about what they'd like done, I ask them, do you have a budget in mind, an investment level in mind? I don't ask them the number. I just ask, do you have it in mind? And if they say yes, I say, well, you can probably multiply it times 3. and I have found that generally a homeowner is thinking about a third to a half of what the real project is going to cost. So what y'all's experience?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. There's not a lot that you can do for $5,000 in a bathroom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cabinets are expensive, materials expensive. It's a lot to consider when doing a bathroom or even just a bedroom remodel, adding a coffered ceiling, you know, different ideas like that. It's the expense of the materials is the highest point.
It is. And at that first meeting, homeowners, when y'all are meeting these clients, I want you to get an idea. I want you to ask them, okay, if you're telling me this bathroom remodel is going to be between $15,000 and $45,000, $15,000, $25,000 and $35,000, whatever it is, I need the names of other customers you've done this kind of work from. Do not let him leave the meeting without giving you the names of some of his prior clients that have done similar type work, and then visit with them about how big is the room, what did it cost you, because you don't want somebody in there deliberately throwing you a low number to stay in the courting candidating process and then find out later, once you're in the middle of a project, you've made the wrong decision, the guy's not holding true. And that's where I want to bring Brian in, our caller. He has a great question, particularly on top. Jennifer, why don't we bring him in and visit with him? Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You bet, man.
So, as I was telling Jennifer, I am in the sort of middle tail end of a master bathroom remodel, And without getting into the minutia of some of the little things that are being addressed, my main question for you, specifically for your general contractor here, is I'm having difficulty with managing the contractor sub. Specifically, I don't want to. But I feel like I've been put in this position where I end up managing them. You know, they'll come over when the general contractor is not there, a painter, a tile guy, this person, whatever. And they're looking at me like, what am I supposed to do? And then after they leave for the day, you know, and I'm working, so I'm not managing them as far as looking over their shoulder. But no one's following up with this person and their work, so it's up to myself or my wife to inspect what they've done and decide, did they do what they were supposed to do? We're not experts, but all I can do is tell you from a visual layman's terminology that, you know what, that doesn't look right. Shouldn't there be some kind of checks and balances? And I know your answer is probably yes, but how do I ensure that that gets done properly?
Very good. Very good. There's a lot of material there. This is very typical of a phone call. I'll tell you, we were talking earlier about the clients y'all like at TWD. The clients I like are clients like Brian and his wife that have been through this.
Yeah, exactly.
I like getting them after they've been through a bad experience. There is a ton of material there, Brian. What I want you to do is put the phone down. We're going to go to bottom of the hour break, and then we're going to get up on our soapbox a little bit. But unfortunately, getting your contractor to respond to an accountability level at this point as you're the tail end, the only leverage you've got on that guy right now is money. Don't give him another dime till he's completely and absolutely finished. You shouldn't be managing the subs. You shouldn't be answering their questions. You shouldn't be doing the quality control. That's what he's supposed to be doing.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.